Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. I don't know how many of you have, especially in the early digital days, sent an email to the wrong person with consequences, usually bad. Well, we are in good company. A week ago, NASA broadcast to the general public a medical emergency on the International Space Station. A medical drill was accidentally broadcast from NASA's official ISS live stream site. Oh dear. The drill was to train crew members on board the ISS and ground station teams for various scenarios in space. A person appearing to be giving emergency instructions to the ISS crew about a so-called commander experiencing decompression sickness, and the speaker, a flight surgeon from SpaceX's Mission Control Center in Hawthorne, California, advised the following.
So, if we could get the commander back in his suit, get it sealed for suited hyperbaric treatment prior to sealing, closing the visor and pressurizing the suit, I would like you to check his pulse one more time.
Well, I don't know if it was as dramatic as that. I'm just kind of embellishing here. But anyhow, hundreds of people listening to the live stream heard the simulation as the so-called commander's condition appeared to worsen. The flight surgeon mentioned concerns about severe decompression sickness, calling the prognosis
relatively tenuous.
The incident quickly gained attention on social media. Later, when NASA emphasized that this simulation was not linked to any real emergency and the ISS crew was actually in their sleep period when the drill was aired, they confirmed that all remain healthy and safe and the scheduled spacewalk would proceed the following day. Ah, what a relief. Decompression sickness is a very real danger for astronauts in space as they live in a pressurized habitat surrounded by the harsh, airless environment of space. During spacewalks, astronauts in pressurized spacesuits exit the ISS by depressurizing its airlock and opening an outer hatch. They re-enter by shutting the hatch behind them, repressurizing the airlock and opening an inner hatch once they reach equilibrium. Only then do they take off their spacesuits. I'm sure you've all seen this in films. Those spacesuits keep our intolerant, fragile terrestrial bodies in the environment we need to be in. And it's one of the many reasons, if you listened to last week's programme, that you could not take your helmet off in space to lick a space rock if that took your fancy. NASA astronauts Tracy Caldwell Dyson and Matthew Dominic spent more than 6 hours working outside the ISS last Thursday to collect a faulty radio communications unit and gather sample swabs of the station's exterior as part of a study on microorganisms in extreme space environments. This is of intense interest to those who want to go to Mars, understanding what we might carry to Mars from Earth. If we're collecting samples from Mars, we want to be sure that what we've picked up is actually from Mars and not accidentally from Earth, and we also don't wish to pollute other planets. Why would we do that? Back to the ISS. Given the tremendous hazards in space travel, how is it that there aren't more disasters? One of the reasons is that we haven't been doing spaceflight very long and only 500 or so people have actually been into space, so there's plenty of time and scope for more horrors to come. But also, we are extremely careful. The engineering that goes into space travel is very careful, cautious, and moves forward in tiny increments, not like hazard-ridden terrestrial technology, where leaps and bounds occur without much by way of policy or policing, hence the mess of the internet and its shadowy sides, the threats posed by AI and the singularity. I'll leave it there today. Anyway, it's quite heartwarming to know that even NASA, from time to time, slips up in its communications. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.